أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear listeners. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the different verses of Surah Qasas, chapter Qasas. And in this episode, we'll discuss the 65th, 66th, and 67th verses of this chapter. Let's listen to the verses and we'll be back.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
ويوم يناديهم فيقول ماذا أجبتم المرسلين.
And mention the day he will call them and say, what did you answer the messengers?
فعميت عليهم الأنباء يومئذ فهم لا يتساءلون.
But the information will be unapparent to them that day, so they will not be able to ask one another.
فأما من تاب وآمن وعمل صالحا فعسى.
But as for one who had repented, believed, and done righteousness, it is promised by Allah that he will be among the successful.
So, dear listeners, in the previous episodes that we were discussing the verses of this chapter, we see that the Almighty Allah is depicting and illustrating the picture of a kind of resurrection, a kind of court that will be set up on that day of resurrection. وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُ مَاذَا أَجَبْتُمُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. In this 65th verse, we see that next to the question about their objects of worship, the pagans will be asked another question about their reaction before the divine prophets. So the verse says, وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ, and on that day, he will call them, فَيَقُولُ, and say, مَذَا أَجَبْتُمُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ, what was the answer you gave to the messengers? So, in that situation, it is certain that, like the first question, they will not have any answer for this one. If they say that they answered their invitation, it will be a lie, and a lie will have no room here in hereafter. So, everybody is responsible before the call and invitation of the divine prophets. This is the point. مَذَا أَجَبْتُمُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. This is the question that we will all be asked. What did you answer? What was your answer regarding the call of the divine prophets? So, if they say that they rejected the prophets, denigrated them, called them sorcerers and insane ones, just as what they really did was, and they struggled against them with weapons and killed both them and their followers, their statement will be the cause of their disgrace. Their answer will be the cause of their misery. So this is the kind of challenge that they're facing. The infidels, the pagans, they are stuck with this question. So they say, فَعَمِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَنْبَاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ فَهُمْ لَا يَتَسَأَلُونَ. On that day, all tidings will be dimmed for them, nor will they ask each other.
وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ فَيَقُولُ مَاذَا أَجَبْتُمُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. فَعَمِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَنْبَاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ فَهُمْ لَا يتساءلون.
So, dear listeners, in these verses, in these couple of verses, we see that on the hereafter day, people cannot prepare any answer for the just court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by means of cooperation, consultation, and asking questions from each other. Because the Almighty Allah asks them, مَذَا أَجَبْتُمُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ? What was the answer you gave to the messengers? And they have nothing to say. So, فَعَمِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَنْبَاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ. On that day, he will call them, what was the answer you gave to the messengers? On that day, all tidings will be dimmed for them. فَعَمِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَنْبَاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ فَهُمْ لَا يَتَسَأَلُونَ. They will not ask each other. So, on that day, on the hereafter day, when the prophets will be questioned that what people did in answer to their invitation, and they will answer, we have no knowledge. Verily, you are the all-knowing of the unseen. What can these blind-hearted pagans say in answer to this question? They have nothing to say. Therefore, in the next verse, the Quran implicitly says that they will have no answer to deliver, and they cannot hear the answers from each other. فَهُمْ لَا يَتَسَأَلُونَ. So it is worthy to note that in these verses, blindness and dumbness are attributed to tidings, not to them. فَعَمْيَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَنْبَاءِ. This blindness, this dumbness, is attributed to this أَنْبَاء, this plural form of نَبَاء. It does not say that they will become blind. It implies that all tidings will be blind to find them. The reason is that many times it happens that a person is not aware of something, but it seems that the news turns around by tongues and finally comes to him, as many social news are scattered through this very way, where neither are persons are aware of them, nor are the news worthy of being scattered. So anyway, all tidings will be covered for them, and they will find no answer for that question that they are going to answer. They will remain an absolute silence for them as an answer. And since the Quran always leaves the door open for the sinners and pagans to return to the truth, in what stage of mischief and pollution they may be, by the next verse it adds, فَأَمَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَعَسَى أَنْ يَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُفْلِحِينَ. But any that in this life repents, believes, and works righteousness, haply he shall be one of the prosperous ones. Therefore, the way of felicity is summed up in three phases. Returning to Allah, man taba, wa amana, faith, wa amila salihan, and righteous deeds in this world. They are the result of each other, actually. They are the ones who will cause deliverance, salvation, and prosperity. So, that's the point. Some commentators have said that in this word, عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُفْلِحِينَ could be said by a generous personality. Its concept is the certainty of the matter, and its concept is not conditioning. Because Allah is the most generous, and عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُفْلِحِينَ does not show a kind of conditioning, yet it rather shows kind of certainty of the matter. Anyway, thank you for staying with us in this episode as well. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me.